court, and I'll be right back. Well, good morning again, and we do praise God for each of you on this call, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it, and we're grateful for the Lord sustaining us, and we thank him for his keeping power this morning, and we thank him for waking us up right early this morning and clothing us in our right minds, and we understand clearly that if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, we don't know where in the world we would be, but we're grateful that God has included us in his plan for this day. And we know that you're going to rejoice and be glad in it as well. As we always say, you know, we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise. For when we begin to think of his goodness and all he's done for us, our souls ought to immediately cry out and just tell the Lord, thank you. We ought not become so overburdened with our trials and our tribulations and the anxieties of the day that we fail to give the Lord thank you and tell the Lord thank you. We ought to always go back and reflect over what God has done and not get in such a hurry to move forward in anticipation of another blessing, another harvest, another time of God showing himself strong without stopping to tell the Lord thank you. I don't know how many of you today have had an opportunity to yet give God praise, but know that he's a praiseworthy God and he deserves our best praise. Somebody say amen. Well, here it is, the 30th day of April, and believe it or not, tomorrow will be May 1st. And so if we but yet continue to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God, I believe God has something special in store for us. And so we're certainly grateful and appreciative. And we thank God for sustaining us. Here it is, the last day of this month, and looking forward in eager anticipation for what he's about to do in our lives. Well, let me give you the playback number for those of you who want to hear this message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And just a word I want to share with you today, using my little devotional book, A Date with Destiny. We have been talking for the past couple of weeks, and with the exception of maybe one or two, about how we have to realize that we have a date with destiny, that God has something special in store for you. He has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten about you. He still has you on his mind. And he's already destined something for the journey. And so all we have to do is go through and continue to trust him. Remember, you're going through. You're not going to get stuck in the middle now. You're coming out of whatever it is you might be experiencing. And God has promised, here it is, he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. The psalmist would remind us that he prepareth the table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. And so even as we're in the valley in the shadow of death, God has promised that he would not forsake us in the midst of what looks like the end, what looks like a final chapter in our life, what looks like something that's going to be disastrous. God says, no, I'm going to be with you and you're coming out. So that's a word for somebody today, even before we get to this little sharing of this devotional. You're coming out. You're coming out of your pain. You're coming out of your misery. You're coming out all right. You're coming out of your frustration. I know you're in a bad patch right now, and you're feeling despondent because of your financial woes. And it doesn't seem like things are going to work out in your favor. But I'm here to decree and declare and to stand with you based upon the word of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit to let you know that you're coming out and that earth indeed has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. You're coming out of it and you're going to be all right. So you ought to act like you've already, you're on your way out. You know, you ought to have a swagger about you when you know what God has done in the past and you have a faith history with God, you have a faith file, that's what we call it, a faith file with God. If you go back to that faith file, I don't know where it is. You have to maybe go back in your mind. Sometimes people, they journal, but go back and just see how God was there every time. See how God brought you out. That's why you're here today, because he brought you out of that last situation. You know how you were wondering and worried and you were frustrated. You were calling people even over in the midnight hour asking for advice. But here you are today, the 30th day of April, clothed in your right mind. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Yeah, somebody type in the margin, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. Well, there's a word today, and I want to just kind of share this with you, and it kind of ties in with what we're already talking about. Because James says, in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. You can be assured of that. He says, but God says, be of good cheer. That's what God says. Jesus says, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. James tells us to count it all joy when we go through trials and tribulations, knowing this, that the trying of our faith is what worketh patience. And let patience have a perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Many times we don't want to go through the very thing that we need in order to get to that place of destiny that God has already laid out for us. And sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. Somebody say amen. We can be our worst critic. And many times we hold back what God already has in store for us because of our unwillingness to trust God. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't it amazing how we look back and we see all that God has done, and then we get to a little difficulty and a little rough patch that doesn't look like the last patch that we went through, and we lose faith, we start falling apart, we lose track of what the Lord has done. Many times it has to do with the sin in our lives and the distractions that happen to cause us to lose sight of what got us to where we are. I said a couple of Sundays ago, if God has brought you over, if God has brought you through, if God has continued to heal and deliver, and you have a testimony, you have a charge to keep and a God to glorify, don't stop doing what it took to get you to where you are even today. You remember that time when you were about to fall apart and you didn't know what was going to happen, but God somehow stepped in and he opened the door, he pushed forth, and here you are today. And yet you're worrying about how he's going to work this situation. Now, God's going to work it out. Yes, he will. How many of you believe that today? He's going to work it out. Eyes haven't seen, nor ears heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. You hold on and hang on in there, because help is on the way. And don't lose sight of what got you to where you are. You have to keep that kind of momentum going forward, because the enemy wants you to lose sight of the fact that it was nobody but God who brought you through that last situation. And so he wants you to get back to the old way and the old habits and those old things, the former things that you used to do. The Bible says the former things have passed away. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So you have to continue to press toward that destiny, and you have a date with destiny. You have, God has something special in store for you. He said, I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. God has something special in store for you. Somebody say amen. But there's a word found in 1 John 1:9. This is from the NIV version. It says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us. Wow. Purify us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful, he's just, and here it is, he will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. What do you do when life hurts? Bishop Joseph Walker III, he challenges us in this little devotional from the theme, When Life Hurts. You know, as I was reading this morning, you know, each of us if the truth be told, we know what it is like to be hurt. I know some of us still have scars and wounds that have not been healed. Some of us are still living in a situation where the hurt of our past is really dominating us even in our present. But the reality of all of that is that very few of us know how to manage our pain so that it does not hinder our destiny or stifle our destiny. You have a date with destiny, and many times if you are not aware of how you need to manage your pain and you're not aware of how you need to process your hurt, many times it will keep you at a place where you keep looking backwards and not going forward. But one of the facts of life is that we are all destined to repeat in one form or another those dysfunctions, if you will, we fail to resolve. We want to just, you know, we have a good day and we'll move forward, but we haven't really resolved some of the issues of our past. And when we come into a situation and we may be in a meeting or we may be talking to somebody, somebody say the wrong thing to us, and it triggers something from our past, and we know that we have some unresolved dysfunction that still is like a thorn in our flesh. And so we may even take out our hurt and our anger on the ones we love. That's a sign of that dysfunction not being resolved, and pass on the dysfunction even to our children. And I think that's part of what's happening in our world today with all of the crime and everything that's happening. The dysfunction of the parents are being visited by the children and even the grandchildren, because they have unresolved issues and unresolved pain that was not dealt with. Somebody hurt them, and so they got it in their mind they're going to hurt somebody else. Somebody did them wrong. Misery loves company. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so, but God wants to help us resolve our pain. God wants to help us move past our pain to get to the place of destiny and to be well along down the road so that we can be of good service to somebody else and to help somebody else and be a blessing to someone else other than ourselves. So if we're going to, when life hurts us, when we get stuck in a rut, when we feel as if we're not moving forward, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we but confess our sins, he is faithful. Talking about God, he's faithful and he's just and will forgive us of our sins. And he will cleanse us. He, just like we talked about Sunday, cleaning the house, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that good? And so we have to, first of all, admit that we have been hurt and that we have a problem and that we need healing. Sometimes we don't want to do that. We don't want to admit that we've been hurt. We want to look all proud and all boisterous and act as if everything is fine and that you're going on about your happy way. And, but you don't want to admit that you've been hurt. You got to admit that you've been hurt and that you have gone through some stuff and that you have a problem. Some of us are walking problems and we want to admit that we've been hurt and we need healing. And God, when we clean the house, as we talked about on Sunday, when the house is cleansed, then it prepares the way for the healing and the deliverance that God yet has in store. And so if we but just confess and we believe that God is able, even when life hurts, I believe that some powerful things would take place. And it isn't enough to just talk about our past and to talk about our feelings, but we need to find a safe place. And even if it's talking to a trusted friend or a counselor or a therapy group or even a recovery group. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in the church, but, you know, people get a little anxious and they feel some kind of way when they share some of their intimate hurts with others. and they have to see them on the regular. But when you're feeling hurt, when you're feeling guilty, and when you're feeling shame and anger, and you're feeling that your sin's about to overtake you, there's rest in God. And God has promised that he would give us what we need. But sometimes we have to resolve and getting help outside of, you know, the prayer, and connecting that prayer with the help that we're getting through counselors or through therapy or through recovery groups. And when necessary, where we have hurt someone else, we need to seek their forgiveness and whatever possible, make the right wrong so that we won't continue to carry that burden of that excess baggage, and that we can lay it aside, that we might be who God has called us to be. Well, that's the thought for today, and we've gone past our time, but when life hurts, know that we have a way out. If we but confess our sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us, and he's going to cleanse us. He's going to purify us. That's what the Bible says. And then from all our unrighteousness. And so know that God's got your back. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Trust God and release your pain, release your fear, release your burden. Don't be a person that hurt other people because you have unresolved dysfunction in your own life, but let it go and let God do a work on you so that you might reach that place that God has so designed for you. You have a date with destiny, and God wants you to get there whole and healed. Beloved, above all things, I wish that I would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you, and we pray that you will help us find the courage to be totally healed. And that person, that man, that woman on the call today, we pray that you would just give them what they need in order to move forward and be who that you have called them to be, and help them to understand that they too have a date with destiny. Thank you for your blessings and for your plan for the destiny that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. All right, well, the 30th day of April. Don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up as you move throughout this day. I believe God's going to allow you to be a blessing to somebody else. And then you never know, somebody might speak a word of truth into your own life that might help you get through what you're going through. Okay, so be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.